Allegations of mismanagement and corruption rocked the Scottsdale Unified School District in the last year. State lawmakers took notice and proposed sweeping changes to how schools hire construction companies. From KJZZ's Education Desk, Mariana Dale reports with Jim Small from the Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting.
With the sound of that bell, the Arizona House of Representatives entered their votes for HB 2663, Arizona's expansive education budget bill. In addition to allocating money for 9% teacher salary increases next year, the bill changes how Arizona schools hire builders for construction projects and adds new penalties for those that violate procurement laws. Jim, can you hit the highlights of the new policy?
The biggest change is that school districts will have to award jobs to the lowest qualified bidder. Now, school districts can use several strategies to choose contractors. House Speaker J.D. Mesnard says the law was directly inspired by recent events in the Scottsdale Unified School District.
We want to avoid corruption. We want to make sure that taxpayer money is being spent wisely, that we're being good stewards, essentially.
Here's a quick recap. Community members raised concerns last summer about how the district was handling several multi-million dollar voter-approved construction projects. The media, community members, and district investigators uncovered a long list of problems. An architect hired by the district was not licensed and had a felony conviction. The now former superintendent received at least $30,000 in payments from the same architect. Other top district officials made numerous financial mistakes. Mark Minter is the president of the Arizona Builders Alliance and says what happened in Scottsdale was already illegal under existing law.
Perhaps we should have seen how that played out before we tried to change the laws for the entire procurement system.
Many builders like the alternatives to the lowest bid system. For example, when the district selects a construction manager, they agree to a guaranteed maximum price and then rely on experts to select subcontractors that are best for the job. Minter says the low bid system led to low quality builds and lots of litigation in the 80s and 90s.
Good news, bad news. It may open the system up for people that were unable to become qualified under the construction manager at risk program. Bad news is it goes back to the system of having to have a set of plans that were developed without consultation with the construction community.
The new law says school districts will have to award contracts to the lowest qualified bidder. Rebecca Morris with the Arizona Builders Exchange says there's no standard definition for qualified.
It could mean anybody with a contractor's license. Doesn't mean they do quality work. It just means that they passed a licensing test and they have maintained a minimum bonding requirement with the state.
The State Board of Education says it will work with stakeholders, including the Attorney General, to draft new rules. Now, previously, we've talked about how unique the relationship is between construction companies and school districts.
Nine companies accounted for half of all public school construction procurement contracts in Maricopa County for voter-approved projects. Other public sectors have much more diversity. The same companies gave almost 60% of the money to fund the committees that supported those ballot initiatives.
The Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting found the relationships between school officials and construction company executives goes beyond campaign funding.
Emails from four school districts show builders invited school staff to golf outings, restaurants, and international trips to Mexico and French Polynesia. The former superintendent of the Scottsdale Unified School District, David Peterson, participated in several of these trips with construction executive Ben Barcone. Both told AZCIR that Peterson paid for his own expenses on these trips.
The Scottsdale School District tried to fire the superintendent that replaced Peterson, Denise Birdwell. After months of contentious public meetings, the governing board settled with Birdwell for $150,000 in April. Board member Allison Beckham said at the time the district would work to change its policies.
As a board and administration, we cannot continue to do business as usual. We must take the time and the talent that we have to review, plan, and prepare, which I don't think this organization and this board maybe has done in the past, and I am guilty of that.
The new procurement rules demanded by the legislature will not take effect until July 2019. In the meantime, the Attorney General's office continues to investigate the Scottsdale School District for possible criminal and civil violations. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Tempe.
That report was the result of a collaboration between KJZZ and the Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting.
And now KJZZ's Mariana Dale joins us live to talk about the latest, both in the Scottsdale Unified School District and state policy on how schools hire builders. Good morning, Mariana.
Good morning.
So you've reported the Scottsdale School Superintendent is out. What are the next steps for the district?
So the district has launched a search both for an interim and a permanent superintendent. Now, it's not really like a great season to hire superintendents because most contracts for the next school year have gone out already. And so the board elected to hire a consultant to help the search process. Now, the request for qualifications, basically how they use a process that they use to solicit people to do this job, closes tomorrow. And at the same time, the district is trying to figure out how it's going to hire a permanent superintendent that would start in the 19-20 school year. So at least for the next school year, they're not going to have a permanent leader in place. And the public has really demanded that this process be a public and transparent one that they have a lot of access to.
Well, so how has the district responded to the allegations that it violated procurement policy in its building practice?
The district hired outside attorneys to investigate claims of any wrongdoing within the organization. And that's how we found out quite a few things. One, that Superintendent Denise Birdwell accepted payments from an architect that had been hired by the district. The same architect was accused of trying to sway the procurement process. And really a whole host of various allegations that we don't have time to get into now, but you can check out on our website. And all of those findings have been forwarded to the Attorney General's office, and they continue to do their own investigation into the district's practices.
State legislature has proposed big changes in how districts hire construction firms. How soon can we expect to see those rules actually take effect?
It's still got a ways to go. So the legislature actually directed that the Board of Education makes the changes, and that's because that's the agency that really oversees most aspects of Arizona public schools. They'll work with stakeholders, the Auditor General, the Attorney General, to craft those policies. So right now, these not yet created policies aren't scheduled to take effect until next summer, but we also could see it become a continuing issue in the legislature. I just saw on Twitter this morning that someone that's planning to run for the state house has said that he wants to make this a big issue because he doesn't see this as a good policy or good practice.
And Mariana, finally, you spoke with a few representatives from the construction community about these rules. So far, it doesn't sound like they're real happy about them.
Yeah, specifically, I talked to the president of the Arizona Builders Alliance and Rebecca Morris, who founded the Arizona Builders Exchange. And they can't speak for everyone, but they do have a pretty good sense of the temperature of the community. And a lot of them feel blindsided by these new rules, like they weren't really consulted. This amendment to this bill was proposed kind of at the final hours of this fight to pass the education budget bill. And Rebecca went as so far as to call this a huge step backwards for how they do school procurement. It seems like there's going to be an opportunity for them to take part in this conversation around crafting the new rules, but it's kind of a wait-and-see situation right now.
From the Education Desk, KJZZ's Mariana Dale, thank you.
Thank you.